Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's Gulf Coast Classic on April 22nd at the Natchitoches Event Center in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Offering more than 57,000 head, 2,200 Holsteins, over 14,000 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, nearly 13,000 wean calves, more than 20,000 calves on cows, and 900 bred stock. Don't miss Superior's Gulf Coast Classic in Natchitoches, Louisiana, April 22nd. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Hey neighbors, Express Ranches have got their annual grass time sale coming on Friday, April 22nd at high noon at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, 15 Angus show heifers, 50 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 60 registered and commercial fall calving cows. For more information, you can call them 800-664-3977 or go to www.expressranches.com.
Cattle futures continue to be under pressure. Live cattle were the lowest to date, down $1.30 in April, 126.02, a nickel off the lows. June's down $1.52 at 117.05. The cash market continues to slide. Yesterday there was a small amount of cash trade in Colorado at 127. The bids currently for the rest of the country, 127 bid, 134 ask. So cash markets come down some. Box beef, though, is slightly higher at midday, up 27 in choice at 222.95. Select up 25 at 214.92. Feeder cattle are weaker as well, down 92 in April, 149.25. They expire a week from tomorrow. That's Thursday the 28th. May feeders down 47, 145.30. We still have not gone through the December 16th low, which was 142.65 on the May contract. And this Friday at 2 p.m., we've got the next on-feed report. On-feed as of April 1st is 101% of last year, 10.896 million head. Placed in March, 107.4% of last year, or 1.925. And then the market marketed in March was 106.7 or 1.73 million head. And that's this Friday at 2 p.m.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain futures continue to rally, and leaving a lot of the bears perplexed on this rally on what's going on. Seems like mostly led higher by the soybeans, as they traded over $10 today in all but the November contract. July beans went up to 10.21, was their high. They closed up 23 at 10.17 and three quarters. Again, November's did trade at $10, but did not go through it and closed right at it at 9.99 and a half. It seems like some developments in South America are making United States wheat price cheaper on the world market, and the likelihood of extra exports this year is growing, and so that's the reason for the short covering bean rally. Also happening in corn, July corn was up 11 at $4.50. December 16 is above 4 as well at 404, up 7.50. Both of those really being seen from the producer standpoint as the opportunity to maybe market or sell some old crop grain. And also Friday, we've got May grain option expiration. That could possibly have an impact on the futures market at the end of this week. Outside markets are rallying as well. Crude oil's stronger today, over a dollar higher. And the silver and gold are also higher. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.